Hi, Greg Klaumenser here, and today I'm going to just talk about what I call a story about coaching, kind of my my journey through coaching, kind of how I see things, and looking at kind of what's out there in the coaching world, at least how I see it, and I wanted to share it with you. So this is just a story about coaching by me, Greg Klaumenser. So I think first thing I'll do is I created a couple pictures here. The first thing is, what is coaching? And, you know, from my point of view, there's the coach, there's the client, and then there's this thing called coaching in between. And coaching is so widespread right now that there's a lot of people calling coaching. And there's a lot of distinctions or a lot of different offerings in terms of coaching. I wanted to share kind of my own journey of the different types of coaching that I've been through and also point to maybe some of the types of coaching that are out there. Coaching is being both overused and perhaps misused. When people are actually mentoring people or selling them a program or trying to teach them something as an expert or an authority. But I don't necessarily, that's not how what coaching looks like to me. Coaching is a relationship, coming into contact with another human being, a client. And there's something very specific that occurs in that relationship that's generative. And as you can see kind of in these two circles coming together, coaching's that sweet spot in between. And it happens through a combination of skills that a coach either innately has or develops. But they're listening skills, they're asking questions, they're clarifying, they're being with a client in such a way that they see something. The coach's presence helps ground and point the client back to who and what they are. So anyways, let me fix this. So let's see here. The way I see it is coaching is really a generative relationship, and it's that sweet spot. It's what's occurring between. It's a relationship between the coach and the client. And coaching may focus on a variety of different areas. Perhaps what generally brings people to coaching is results or performance. That's what I would call kind of the first stage or the wide path of what gets people reaching out for coaching is that they are looking to improve results. They're wanting to perform at a higher level than they're currently performing. And or some just realize they have some behavioral challenges or perhaps even their organization or a spouse or a business partner has given them some feedback as to their behaviors not serving them or working within a situation. So people will come looking at getting coaching around behaviors or habits and things of that nature. People may often come to coaching too for to just be more functional, to be more functional in the area of running their business, managing their teams, functional in terms of having a life that that works, getting life, their affairs in order, that type of thing. You could say that they may even be a bit dysfunctional. Their life's not working. Things aren't functioning really well. So the next possibility is relational. So Relational coaching is actually higher in coaching. It's when an individual realizes that they could go it alone, but they just do much better when there's somebody else by their side, so to speak. And they come to really value being in a collaborative, generative relationship with another person who is unbiased and can support or listen or hear or understand kind of what they're up against and what they're interested in. The higher levels of coaching, or what I would call well-being coaching and revelational-based coaching, or you could call it that insight-based coaching. So these are just what I call what brings people to coaching. Okay. So next I wanted to talk about different categories, you know, or different types of coaching. There's so many branding and types of coaching out there, but a lot of times people are either pitching or the client is looking for accountability coaching. So they're looking for somebody to make promises to, or to tease out action items that would serve them or their business or their lives, and to speak that to another human being, and to circle back communicate whether that's been actually done or completed or not, and then to discuss or celebrate the victories or wins of that, those accomplishments, or to discuss what got in the way, and to have a conversation around how would you like to proceed. So anyways, that's kind of accountability coaching. Action-based coaching is, you could say that's, in my opinion, again, a little lower on the evolution of coaching, but action-based coaching is helping the client clarify what it is they want. So it's about what, and it's about what needs to get done by when in order to drive that forward. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about that. That is both accountability and action-based and even strategic-based coaching. Those are all what I would call linear, strategic, or tactical, really one or two-dimensional ways of moving a client forward. And then there's developmental coaching, which I'm going to speak about here as well. Behavioral coaching, I don't know, that just popped into my head here. And then I'll also talk about transformational coaching, which I didn't write here. My tablet keeps kicking off here. So let's see here. So what most coaching shares in common is what I would call the initial coaching consultation. In all coaching consultations look relatively similar to this, at least from my point of view. And that's helping an individual, helping the prospect or the client determine where they are, point A, and where they want to be, point B, and then establishing, really, that's what is called the gap in coaching, is looking at what is the gap between A and B. And if there's a realistic gap or a significant gap, that typically makes sense to move forward with coaching. If there's not a realistic gap or there's not a big difference between where an individual is in their life or business or relationship or well-being, if there's not a big gap in where they are and where they see what they see possible for themselves, then there's really no need to proceed with coaching. And this is one of the primary goals of a coaching consultation to see if there is a gap, and then see if, what it would take to close that gap in terms of a methodology or a way of going about that. Now, most coaching, particularly the ones I mentioned before, kind of action-based, accountability-based, strategic-based, they're very linear. They're one kind of one-dimensional. They look at kind of, well, what are the steps in this diagram here? These purple markers would be kind of the coaching strategy from a linear-based coaching model. So, you know, here's step A, here's step B, here's step C. And each week the coach and the client have some accountability. They look at how many of the last steps were actually achieved or accomplished, and then what are the next few steps ahead. And so it's very much focused on getting somebody from A to B from a linear point of view. So other types of coaching, and this is the type of coaching that I've spent years working in. It's what I call developmentally based or developmental coaching. And this is uniquely different in terms of strategy. We still do the same thing in the startup, where you determine or you assess where the client is and where they'd like to be, see if there's a significant gap there. But the strategy is entirely different. Instead of focusing on the linear, the developmental coaching is off that grid. It's non-linear. And it typically focuses on a developmental model of getting the client from point A to point B. And so the developmental model would be to start at the base, strengthening an individual's or organization's foundation, and looking at what's necessary there, what's missing, and having conversations and even actionable items to develop and strengthen that foundation. The next level up for that is to be in a conversation with the client about what are their true needs, and then having conversations and goals and action items in terms of determining and identifying what those needs are, and then having a strategy of getting those needs met. And then this is developmental in that it progresses into higher stages of kind of the human experience. At this first stage, I want to go back with strengthening. If somebody has a weak foundation, the thinking or the logic is that, well, life is kind of hard for that person. You could even say they're in survival mode. And so it makes sense, you know, from a functional point of view, to get the person's foundation strengthened. And I'm going to talk about some of these key areas on the next slide here. But people with a weak personal foundation, their orientation towards life is kind of survival-based. Which isn't very attractive. And it's really hard for them they have to work harder to get to try to accomplish the things that they want, if they even have the clarity to articulate that. All right. Anyways, as this pyramid progresses up from strengthening foundation to determining the true needs to exploring, the next stage would be to explore true values. So this is kind of the higher level, like what are people's heart's desires? What do they really want? What are their true values? And the reason this is higher up on the scale is many clients confuse their needs and their values. So from a developmental point of view, you want to have a strong foundation. You want to determine and get needs met, so that when you explore true values, the logic is that there really are values and they're not have-tos or needs or something bleeding into values. And so a lot of the developmental coaching model is helping clients to distinguish have-tos and needs and wants and things of that nature. As a person develops in this model, they have a strong foundation, their needs are met, they're clear what their values are, what they desire and what they want. And they begin to reorient. And so the coaching is about supporting them in reorienting and living a life with purpose. So it's more of a purpose-driven life at this higher end of the developmental coaching model. And then above that, an individual is consistently creating from what I would call a higher domain. People at this stage, from a developmental stage, tend to attract opportunities and people. You could say they're vibing at a higher frequency. So that's the whole logic behind the developmental coaching model. So in going back on that developmental coaching model, kind of the first level or the first base, or where I spent a lot of time working with clients in a developmental coaching model, was helping them see the implications of having unfinished business in their lives, or incompletions, or things that are holding them back, things are slowing them down. And so in strengthening one's foundation, rather than jumping forward on goals and projects and really working on the things that make sense moving from A to B, we'd actually look at things off of that line that have a tremendous amount of impact in slowing people down. So we would look at identifying things that were incomplete in an individual's lives and getting those handled first. And the irony is that those things that were established in the initial coaching consultation, that gap between the A and B, the needle would actually start to move when people would actually strengthen their foundation, you could say working on those things in area C. And that's why it's called nonlinear. This is the beginning of a nonlinear approach, a developmental model, because it doesn't really make a lot of sense logically to people that handling incompletions creates movement in the area of a person's interest and goals. The other thing in terms of strengthening foundation was to help people realize that they're most likely putting up with a lot of stuff that they're just not being honest or truthful with themselves, that are bothering them. And so this was another area of strengthening a foundation, is getting people to identify these things that they're tolerating, that aren't working for them, that are bugging them and bothering them, and to support them into having conversations and taking actions to clean that stuff up. Strengthening foundation strategies also look like helping clients really identify what their needs are, what needs do they have that are unmet, what's missing in their lives, and to encourage them to focus on those and make those a higher priority. You could call that self-care in many respects. The next stage, or not necessarily stage, but another piece of the foundation, was to teach people to have healthy boundaries. And so there's a whole methodology and whole thinking around this and a whole teaching. And I spent many, many years doing that. It looks a lot different to me now. And I'll talk a little bit more about that next. Helping people raise their personal standards and seeing the value in that as an approach to have them experience life and feel like they're winning more in the game of life. And so there's many, many conversations with a client about raising personal standards and the importance and the value of that from a developmental coaching model. Also encouraging clients to communicate fully, to know what their true values are, and really spending time getting the client to clarify their values. Another part of strengthening a foundation is developing your tribe or your community. And, you know, one of the pieces of the foundation, you could call it an integrity model. And that's just getting people to really look at their relationship with their word, keeping their word, cleaning it up, keeping their promises, and seeing the implications and the power in their word. So this is kind of where I'm at these days. It's what I call a transformational coaching model. And, you know, I you could call it a third or a fourth stage model in that we're not developing anything. We're not strategically working on anything. Those things may come up, but they're not the focus of transformational coaching. Transformational coaching, you could put it in a nutshell, is just waking people up to how the human experience actually works. What all human beings have in common, you could say just pointing to the human condition itself and waking people up to that. And transformational coaching is hard to put into a box or a model. It actually lives outside of a box and lives outside of a model. And it happens via conversation. So the transformational coaching model is delivered via transformational conversations, either in a three-day setting, in a year-long conversation with the coach. And so that's kind of the transformational coaching model. Excuse me. So the transformational coaching model is based on an inside-out understanding. And that inside-out understanding is brought to life via a transformational coaching conversations. The driver for human potential, the driver for results, the driver of moving the needle and closing the gap is a realized strategy. So it's through realizations and insights and understanding. And it's hard to get this across in a linear format. It's something that I would invite you to reach out to me and to talk about, or I'll, it's really the nature of every other video most likely I'll be creating, is to clarify and invite you into this transformational conversation and help you see this inside out understanding of how life actually works, how human beings actually experience life, how people's minds work, and the implications that has to high levels of performance, creating innovation, problem solving, getting along well with others, and being a powerful influence in the world. So transformational coaching, it moves the needle from A to B effortlessly, or it doesn't. And when people really get their arms around the transformational coaching model, it's funny because the needle actually starts to move effortlessly. And like I said, or not. And the or not is really important because clients, it doesn't really matter to them anymore, because we regroup, and the or not, or the failure, or the not reaching that doesn't have the energy and the weight on it that it previously had. And it is the signature of human resilience for the individual to get back in the game and relook at what really matters and what's important, looking at their new point A and being in a conversation of a new possibility of a B for them, and then getting back in the game and engaging in life and in business in such a way that is based on this inside-out understanding that their quality of life improves greatly. So these are kind of some of my morning thoughts, long-winded morning thoughts of what I call a story of coaching through my eyes anyways. So if you've watched this far, I appreciate it. Thank you. Feel free to leave comments about what you liked or what you didn't like, what made sense, or any questions you might have for me about coaching. I've been at this for quite a long time. It continues to evolve for me. So I look forward to hearing from you. Thanks for watching.